have this morning is, who are you in Christ? That's what's been going through my spirit, my mind. Who, and I'm asking the question to myself, who are you in Christ? Now, this is for all of us. Luke chapter 9. Somewhere around verse 18. Jesus was with his disciples, and he asked a question to his disciples. Who do they say I am? And their response was, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're Elijah, some say you're one of the other major prophets. But then he asked again, who do you say that I am? And Peter spoke up and said, what? You are the Christ. Now in that statement, Jesus also said for them to keep that quiet at that point in time. But in my spiritual walk, I think there's Christians out there that have kept it quiet. And I don't know why. They're obeying that one thing that Jesus said back then to his disciples, but not to his disciples nowadays. Who are you in Christ? What does Christ mean to you? Christ is the anointing of the anointed one. It's not Jesus' last name. It's his call. It's the anointing that was upon Jesus' life. And thankfully, it didn't die with him, because the scripture says the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, God from the dead, what does it say? The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. We have to take an understanding of the New Testament. We can't just put everything together when we have Jesus, Jesus Christ, Christ, Christ Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ. It's written in there for a reason and a purpose. We don't just put it all in one box and it's just one thing. Because Jesus was the man. Christ was the anointing and the call on the man. So when you're reading the scriptures, it's just a reference. When you're reading the scriptures, don't just try to put it all in one box. Read it the way it says it. It will really help in the area of what Jesus was talking about, or the Holy Spirit was given to the men to speak to us. Whether it was just Jesus talking about the man, just Christ talking about the anointing and the call that was on the man, or is it Christ Jesus, the anointing that was on the man, or was it Jesus Christ, the man operating under the anointing, which we had the opportunity to do. See, when you read it that way, you get a greater understanding what is being said. And then you might have Lord Jesus Christ. That's a big difference. He's not just my Savior, he's my Lord. And that's what he's trying to get across to us, to get to that place where he's our Lord. He's not just our Savior. So when Jesus said to his disciples, don't tell anybody right now about that, that doesn't apply to today. Correct? But it was a word for them to obey at that time. So we have to look at the perspective of what he is saying there. And not, you know, would it not be, if we just read that scripture and no other, a truth that we're supposed to obey if we didn't read anything else? Jesus said to his disciples, don't tell anybody that I'm the Christ. But when he died and Christ was raised from the dead, now we have the opportunity, each and every one of us, to have Christ in us. The hope of glory. That's one of the scriptures I have. Christ in you, the hope of glory. There's now an ability for us to have the glory of God around us, in us, through us, because of what Jesus did in his call. Now, each and every one of us has a call. Some call it call, some call it purpose, some call it destiny. I read a plaque this week, and it stuck out that the purpose in life is to have a life full of purpose. Now, I thought that was pretty profound. The whole purpose in life is to have a life full of purpose. And that's what having Christ inside of us gives us, a purpose in life, our call, what we are to do. Over 550 times in the New Testament, you have "in Christ" said. This in Christ, this in Christ, this in Christ. And one time I just, you know, I get out there thinking sometimes. I got caught up in English. You know, you got a prepositional phrase, you know, in Christ. It's a preposition. You got of Christ. You got for Christ. You got by Christ. Okay, which preposition are you at the moment? Is what I looked at it. Yeah. Unto Christ. Yep. What preposition are you at the moment? Put yourself in as a preposition of the prepositional phrase. Christ is the whole purpose. The whole meaning of all this is what Christ did, so that we can, in Christ, do what we're supposed to do. I just want this week for every one of us to think about, what are we to do with Christ? The anointing, the call that's upon our lives. Romans 8, 35 to 37. Sometimes we all just need a perspective of who we are in Christ. Because like Pastor Nathan said this morning, without Christ in our lives, what are we? Really, what are we without Christ? Without the anointing of the Anointed One operating inside of us, who are we? We're really nothing to speak of. But in Christ, if you read the first verse, there's therefore now no condemnation in those which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And then we go all the way down to verse 35. Okay. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Had some of that. Distress? I've had some of that. Persecution? Very little. Famine? Once in a while. Nakedness? Peril? Sword? For as it is written, "For thy sake we are killed all the day long, and accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Okay. Now, we are more than conquerors. What's a conqueror? Someone that conquers. That's the dictionary's definition. I thought it was really vast, you know. Some words you got all this, but this definition of conqueror was to conquer. A victor. That was it. That was Webster's definition of it, you know, to conquer, a victor. Okay. We are more than conquerors. What does that mean? What does that mean in our lives that we are more than a conqueror? It means we already won. He's already conquered. Peter said that Jesus went and he conquered death, hell, and the grave. He went down there and paraded himself right across in front of all of hell. He paraded the devil and said, I won. I've conquered. It's done. It's finished. We need to keep in our thinking in our mind, when a circumstance or a problem or something comes up, I'm more than a conqueror. In Christ. If we're in Christ, we are more than a conqueror. He's already conquered it. Now, there's circumstances. There's things going to happen in our lives, but what are our perspective of it is up to you. There's times my little 7-year-old will say things he did this morning again on the way here that was totally to a different perspective of what was being talked about. And I'm like, man, that's profound. His perspective of it was, to me, the right perspective and not what was being discussed. It was just unique to see that. So we can learn from children. We can learn from each other. But throughout this week, we need to grasp a hold of who are we in Christ? In that anointing of the Anointed One that's operating in our lives. Ask that question to yourself throughout this week. And let's see what the results are, what God starts speaking to us. Because, like I say, over 550 times in the New Testament, we are what in Christ? My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. He supplies everything through the fact of his anointing and his call, which is in our lives. Because that same spirit to raise Christ from the dead dwells in me. It quickens my mortal body. Dwells in us. It's to keep him in the forefront of our minds, to me, is one of the most difficult things to do. We get busy with our everyday lives, which we have to do what we have to do. But we have to continue to bring him to the forefront of our minds, even in the midst of what we're doing, and operate under that anointing, operating under Christ in you. So allowing Christ to flow through us this week. Allow him to speak to us this week. I think he has grand things for this group of believers. I really believe he has lots he wants to do through us. But we need to be in tune, each and every one of us, myself included, to what he's saying to us. Yes, he speaks to us. He speaks to us daily if we're listening. We can see him daily if we're looking for him. So the goal for this week is for us to seek him, to allow him to speak in us, through us, allow him to cultivate and grow. Each and every one of us are at a different place in our call, in our purpose. Let's grow deeper and further in our relationship with him and with what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to minister to others in our areas. Let's not be those secret agent Christians. We're undercover. You know, I don't believe in the other far left that you have to be brash and bold and beat people with it. But just them knowing that you have Christ in you, allowing it to show through you, they'll change the way they talk. They'll change the way they act. They'll change their whole disposition when you come into a room. I've witnessed it. It's not because I'm somebody special. I've witnessed the fact they recognize something in me and they ain't going to speak the way they usually speak. They stop. And I've never said anything to them. Never said a word to them about being a Christian. But they recognize there's something there that I shouldn't be talking the way I'm supposed to be talking. You know, I should be doing this. I shouldn't be doing that. Let's each and every one of us this week, wherever we go, change the atmosphere wherever you go And I pray that each and every one of us recognize it. I pray that Christ comes out of you. That each and every one of you recognize it this week. That the atmosphere changed. People around me changed. Things were different when I came in the room. And it's not because of us, it's because of Christ in you. See, we're expecting the glory of God to flow in this valley through this body of believers. So we need to expect it daily wherever we go. Not just on Sunday, not just Monday, but every single day. Expect Him to flow through us. So who are you in Christ? I'm more than a conqueror because He's already conquered for me on my behalf. Who are you in Christ? I am a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. There's so many scriptures. Each and every one of you I know has a scripture about in Christ. It's in there. Every one of us has one that will rise up. Who am I in Christ? I am the head. I'm not the tail. Why? Because I'm in Christ. I'm not just saved. I'm allowing the anointing of the anointing one to cultivate the gifts and callings inside of me that I can go out and show them Christ.